Now, as we've been doing each right through the last 3 hours, or the last 2 hours so far, we're going to change tack a bit, and we're going to talk to the Millgrove Residents Action Group, MyRAG, I think they called, or something like that. But anyway, we've got the two top honchos here. We've got Maureen, who's the president, and Phil, who's the vice president. Welcome to the two of you.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. That's great.
It's great to have you along. Now, the first thing I've got to ask you, Maureen, how long have you been involved with the group?
Only 20 years.
Only 20? What about you, Phil?
Just on 5 years.
Right. Maureen, what got you involved in it? Why did you think this is a project I want to get involved in?
It goes back to around 2005, and we had a very negative press report.
Right.
And having read that, I thought, we're better than this, and got a bit of action happening, called a community meeting, and MRAG was developed.
So you're part of the original people that got the show going?
Yes, that's correct.
And how long have you been president?
20 years.
Oh, right. So, Phil, you know I'm going to ask you the same questions. What got you involved 5 years ago? And, yeah, what was your reason behind it?
Yeah, it's a good question because I've always been community-minded. So I was been in service clubs and I moved to the area and I saw MRAG, as it's known as.
Yep.
Went to a few annual general meetings. Didn't have the time at that stage because I was looking after my mother.
Yep.
And, then I did get the time. I came along and they're a very friendly bunch of people. And as I say, all about the community and looking at what we were doing. They ran the market at the time. That was great. And, looking at other opportunities for development, which they were starting to look at that time in terms of future planning.
All right, Maureen, we'll go back to you now because you obviously know all about. So when you first started off, what was your actual aim, and is it still the same aim, or has it changed over those 20 years?
The aim's been the same, just to build a connected community and socialisation. And, so it started off small, and we're just, as the years go on, we've got grown with bigger and better plans and, just finished our third community plan. At this stage.
Now, when you say plan, are you actually doing like a project or the plan is like you're planning what you're going to do?
We hold community meetings.
Yep.
First, I think we had about 70 people there and up to 50, and we ask the community what they would like to see develop in their area. So,
and what sort of things came out of that?
The stage we've got hydro power. We've just connected the River Valley Church with and Community Hall with solar and a backup battery. Community garden. We've just always had a market, but that just recently is really growing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about the market. How often do you run the market?
Every third Saturday of the month and every fifth Sunday.
All right.
Yeah.
And it's, you say it's growing all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it mainly bake it and grow it, or is it people can come along and sell anything, or what do you have at the market?
Well, at the moment they've got a book in because we're running out of space.
Gee, that's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really great, yeah.
So whereabouts do you hold that, Maureen?
Well, what we call the Memorial Park in Millgrove, it's near the CFA and opposite the shops.
Oh, yep.
Great little corner there, great exposure for everybody.
Yep.
We've just been given a grant for lighting to advertise the market, so we do the big VMS signboards, entry to the town, and the stallholders are just totally impressed with that and the effort that we put in for them.
Yep. So, I mean, you obviously get people with small businesses at the market, like that have been growing stuff, or...?
Not so much yet. We have... we have the local cheese, the Millgrove Dairy cheese people. That's fantastic. Yep. A couple of other small businesses, but a lot of we're trying to encourage fruit and veg, So we've started the fruit and veg, trying to grow that to hand it on to someone else and maybe make a good little business out of that. We always do our sausage sizzle.
Yep.
And we're actually trying to encourage other community groups to come in and run the sausage sizzle and make a bit of money for themselves.
Oh, right.
That's starting to develop, which is great.
All right, look, I'm just going to take a quick break. We've got a couple of sponsorship announcements popped up. I'll take those and we'll be back with more. Now, if while we're talking over this, we'll have to finish about 5 to 3. If you're interested in MyRag or the Millgrove Residents Action Group, we'll get either Phil or Warren to give you all the contact details. So if you'd like to have pen and paper ready at about 10 to 3, I'm sure they'll would love to hear from you.
And me, you're wondering, I've got everybody talking. You're gonna see these boots are made for walking. If you don't want my love, if you don't want my love, your lying lips can kiss this, you'll miss it soon enough. If you don't want my love, if you don't want my love, go find yourself if you don't want my love. Smoke. You're wondering, I've got everybody talking. You're gonna see these boots are made for walking. If you don't want my love, if you don't want my love, your lying lips can kiss this, you'll miss it soon enough. If you don't want my love, if you don't want my love, go find yourself if you don't want my love.
Now, Phil, you've been talking about, or Maureen's been talking a bit about the plans that have happened, and you set obviously a strategic plan a long, long while ago, and obviously that keeps updated. So how far out are you planning? Are you planning just for the next 3 years or the next 20 years, or how long out have your plans so far got?
Okay, so the community plan is 2025 to 2030. But it goes beyond that because what it incorporates is the previous community plan includes a resilience plan, which is quite big in itself, and we've included now a future plan. We want to what our community would like Millgrove to look like in the future. So council do some planning, but we thought, well, we really want the community to have that input and to see where we want to be in, well, 5 years and beyond. So it's been a great process, and we've got this mighty document that's come out of it, and we're certainly continuing to work on improving that future vision, which is pretty exciting, I think.
Phil, when you say you're talking about plans and what Milgrave should look, or what you'd like it to look like in all these years' times, in what way are you talking about? Are you talking about the environment? Are you talking about the style of buildings, or where you think they should build, or where they shouldn't build? I mean, how big is the plan? What is the compass?
So all of the above.
All the above.
All right. Of the above. So it's the how we want the place to look. Yep. It's how we want the place to feel. It's also when tourists come in, what can they do? What can we offer them? It's also about the shops, making sure they're viable and have regular customers coming in. It's about, the long-term future is well, there's a few controversial things, but I won't go into too much of those. But so our Memorial Gardens, which is actually owned by the state government, managed by us and the council. So we lease part of that. We want to lease more of it so we can put on a miniature train.
Yep.
And we've been held up with that for about nearly 12 months now, waiting for approval to get that lease so we can put a miniature train on that site.
That'd be terrific. I love the little trains.
We've got the train. We've got some track. We just need the go-ahead to put that on. So building that, also we've got, we hope to have very soon quite a large model of an S-class train, which is the blue and yellow.
Yep.
And
the old Vic Rail or whatever it was.
The old Vic Rail.
Yep.
And we hope to have that in the park, and that'll have a few functions, but hopefully it'll be part of history development and also some serving, and we're even thinking about even some simulation, so inside people can believe that they'll be riding the train, in the train driver's seat. So lots of interesting things with that. But in terms of the park, it's a basic park. We've got a barbecue, we've got a toilet, and that's about it at the moment. So we'd like to have it sheltered. We'd like to have the road sealed, which are very important for our markets because we get a lot of dust. We'd like to have some bollards put in there. We have our Anzac ceremonies in there, which we get about 500 to 1,000 people easy.
Yep.
But that needs to be protected a bit. We also have long-term vision to put a larger train. So we've got this model train that we're hopefully getting, but we're also thinking about a big train which could have a cafe attached to it with an engine, and that would have multiple purposes as well.
That'd be terrific.
So that's just one area, one site. And we've got the shops we want to have revamped as well, put some cover over there, but also get them back up to an old-style new, if you know what I mean. So basically have them in the vintage style but upgraded so they look nice.
Terrific. All right, look, I'll just take a quick break and then I want to come back and talk to Maureen.
Listening to Buffalo Winds. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door.
And that was Creedence Clearwater and Looking Out My Back Door. And as I said, on Sunday, we'll have the place rocking between 12 and 3, and particularly between 6 and 8, the Rock and Roll Hit Parade. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk to the Millgrove Residents Action Group. I get tongue-tied on that. Maureen, now, you've been part of it for so long. Now, the plans, and I know Phil's talking about the current plans and the next plans and going into what the future. Out of the original plans, what sort of projects have come out of that?
Footpaths for Millgrove.
Wait, when you say footpaths, whereabouts?
Up the main street, up in the estate, around near the school. Got some roads sealed.
Wasn't there any footpaths around some of those places?
No, massive puddles. So we've got all that fixed up. All the roads been sealed around to pass the school into the soccer club.
Yep.
Which is really a great asset.
Yep.
Mums with prams and so forth.
Yep.
Yeah, that's really good.
But there's been more than that though too, hasn't there?
Yeah, but I've got to think what it was.
Too long. There's a rail trail for a start off, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've done some great walking trails.
Yep.
Slow process, but we've gotten there.
So are they on, I haven't been up some of them, are they all on the old rail, on the rail tracks, or have you got them in other places as well?
No, they're around the river.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we've got a massive one around on the River Road side.
Right.
That was through a Pick My Project, which we failed at, but someone in government knew where there was a bucket of money, so we spent that money on it.
You were lucky.
Yeah, we were lucky.
Generally, they don't want to give it away. They want to take it.
No, we were very... That was just under $200,000 we got for that. And then we've created we had a... Since we came into the resilience, we had a working bee, a muster, three-day muster.
Right.
That was working with Connecting Communities Australia and Australian Resilience Corp.
Right.
So we had about... probably 15 and 30 people a day working
doing
on
what?
That.
All right.
Just clearing along the river, making creating a safer place for the locals and clearing, especially for the fire season. And now it's we've taken that further. We've taken it from bridge to bridge, from the Dero Bridge to the Mackenzie King Bridge, over K.
Was there, when you're talking about this walking trail, was there a trail there that had fallen into this dispute, I suppose, or just not? Or did you actually have to put a path through yourself?
No, it was there, but it was well and truly overgrown, or parts of it were.
Right.
Where popular spots where the kids would go swimming was all okay. They'd just trample that down.
Yep.
And we'd put a couple of picnic tables and that, but then we got motivated and we did this... completed the, for as I say, from bridge to bridge for $5,000.
Gee, that's terrific, isn't it? Tell me, who owns the land? Is it council land or government land?
Oh, well, we've got to deal with three groups. Melbourne Water, DECA and council.
Which one, DECA? What's that?
Crown Land, is it?
Yeah. Oh, Crown Land.
Yeah.
I bet they were the hardest of the three.
Well, they were all pretty difficult, yeah. Oh, council were okay, yeah. But... yeah, we got there, and a few little hiccups on the way, but now it's just a fabulous track and just so appreciated by the community.
So is part of my MRAG that you're part of, do they maintain that, or has it been handed over basically to the government or to the council?
No, MRAG maintain it. We have working bees down there quite frequently, and when it's burn-off season, we pile all the debris up and so forth. We have a fire there overnight and chuck the spud in the fire and sit around and have a chat and a drink. And
this sounds like a great life.
It is a pretty good life. Yeah, you want to come and have a working bee with us one day.
Maureen, if I had millions of dollars and I said to you, what's the most important thing you'd like to see done in Millgrove?
Oh, gosh. I would love to recreate the township.
In what way? Revamp
the shops, do something of a tourist attraction with the sawmill.
Yep. Is the sawmill still operating?
Yes, it's electric now.
Is it? Mm. And how long do you think that'll last? Because a lot of these sawmills are closing down, aren't they?
It's recycled timber, so it's doesn't come under the same bracket
that's all
as
right.
Raw milk. Yeah. We'd like to maybe, there was a swamp there originally, so, you know, create something with that. There's a lot we could do for tourism there, you know, and get our trains happening. That would be fantastic. And the community garden, which is on the entry to Millgrove, create, that's on 6,000 metres, is it? I don't know. Rather a large area that we've got to create this beautiful community garden on our entry to town.
Phil, I'll ask you the same question. If money was no object, you could just go out tomorrow and you could spend a lot of money. Would you have the same views as Maureen, or have you got other things that you'd like to see also?
Well, similar, but the big project that we have been looking at for a few years is our hydro on the Dee River. And that could be, so there is a hydro at Warburton on the golf course.
Yep.
And our hydro would be about double that size, so about 200 kilowatts.
Yep.
We've got a few hurdles at the moment because it's not on private land, which the other one is.
Yep.
So if we had unlimited money, that would be the first thing I'd be doing. Second thing would be encouraging. So we have got some battery solar on our school. That should be flowed through to a lot more buildings and also encourage every other resident to basically become renewable with their energy-wise, become more efficient. And I think Millgrove could be easily one of the first towns to become completely 100% renewable.
That'd be terrific. Now, you just mentioned 200 kilowatts. Now, I and probably 95% of the listeners have no idea how big an area would that cover, like all the housing in Millgrove? Or?
No, it would be, it covers about, so we've got 650, I think, houses in Millgrove, so it would do about 300, so nearly half.
It's not bad.
And with, as I say, with all the other solar capacity that we could put in, I think we could get to basically become a renewable, completely self-sufficient community, which would be amazing.
That'd be terrific. Maureen, I'll ask you, we've been talking about these plans. What's the next project or the next program that in your plan that you're working on now?
The community garden.
We're
just really beginning it now. I've just had some gravel and so forth delivered, ready to make some tracks, mark out the paths around the garden. And
I've got to ask you, as you would expect, who owns the land and how hard was it to get the land?
It was pretty easy to get, really. It's through...
there's a bit of a dissension here.
I'm saying it's easy. I didn't do too much work. It's owned by Vic Rhodes.
Vic Rhodes, yep.
Yeah. So there's a real estate group called BGIS, and we had to get the permission through them,
I'd like to talk to Phil in half a second.
I've got to hand this over to Phil. I've got lots of movement in the background. No, you're going. Where go?
No, you, Phil. You're making gestures. I don't know what they mean.
Well, I was just indicating that it was easy, but it did take over a year to get that permission. So, and we're also leasing it, which means we're paying for that land.
Yep.
So that's an ongoing cost. And we've got a three-year lease, and after that they've said it'll become a market rate, which worries me a little bit.
Yeah.
So we want this to be a sustainable community garden. It's 6,000 square metres, and it's just going to be a fantastic asset, but, you know, we want that to be able to keep it at a reasonable cost for the community.
Bill, is that where you're planning on putting the train, the little train?
No, this is another another lease site. So we, because everything's owned by the government or Vic Rhodes or the Department of Transport and Planning, we've had to get these lease agreements. So we're still waiting for a lease for the site we want to put the train on, which is basically in Memorial Reserve, but just a bit further up the hill. So we're still waiting for that process, which has been, as I say, that's been nearly a year in the making, and we're still not quite there yet. So,
Phil,
a bit frustrating.
On that project with the little train, because I'm very intrigued with little trains, I love them. Would that be as a way to raise money for MREG, or is it just there for as a free ride for the tourists?
Well, unfortunately, it would be lovely if it was a free ride, but yep, we will have to have quite substantial insurance. We're going to have to set the train up, of course. Yep. We've got the track plus the train, but yep, you still have to set it up properly. Yep. There's other costs with the lease of the land, which we don't know how much that's going to be yet. So we need to cover those costs. So there will be a fee. We're yep, not sure what that'll be at this stage, but we will try to. It'd be not for profit. So MREG is a not for profit organisation. Yep. So everything goes back into the community.
Yeah, I just thought it might be as a fundraiser. Mm. We've got a couple of fund. I know particular two or three people that love trains. On so is it going to be a motorised one, electric one, or an old steam one?
It's actually motorised. It's a petrol engine. That's the one we've been given, but we would hope to, we'd love to get a steam one eventually. They're not cheap.
No, they're not.
They're sometimes up to $30,000-$40,000 each engine.
Yep.
But yeah, we will be looking for some more engines. So obviously, we've got 100 metres of track. We want to extend that to about at least 800 metres yeah, of track that we can fit onto this particular area. And then we'd be able to have more engines or get other clubs to come in and put their engines on and also have a bit of a day out.
I've just got to take a quick break and we're back with more.
First, when there's nothing but a slow
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. The Voice of the Valley is 14 minutes to 3, and of course at 3 o'clock, Greg Carrick will be on with the Oz Indie Show. Always a great show. I always listen to Greg on the way home. Now, another mention that next Wednesday we've got 3 hours of interviews. I know Cindy McLeish will be one of them. Again, I should have looked up my diary to find out who they are, but we've got 3 hours of interviews next week. So, love to have you along. And, of course, I'll be here Sunday between 12 and 3 with music, memories and more, and Saturday and Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. So we'll have plenty of great music here on Sunday, but certainly be listening to Greg at 3 o'clock. Now, the river plays a big part down in around your area, and you've got some plans, you've got a plenty coming up, and you've got some funding for something else.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. It's we've got a planting, about 400 plants. It's actually being arranged through the council, which is lovely. So on our D Road River Reserve side, on Sunday the 22nd of June, everyone's welcome to come along. It's a morning planting.
What time?
And
you're hoping they'll all be there.
I think it was 10:30 till 12:30, something like that.
Yep.
And then we'll have normally a bit of a something afterwards, a few drinks, as in tea and coffee drinks, and some bickies. So it's a good community event, and get some good plants in. So part of the whole river reserve is to clean up weeds, which we've been doing a little bit, but to clean up the weeds and then plant some plants.
No, they're the indigenous plants.
Indigenous plants, correct, yep. So that's being organised. The other thing, the big thing that we've got coming up, which is hopefully another opportunity for people around Millgrove, is through a Tiny Towns grant, we've got some money to do some training for some leaders to train them up so that they can then run a what we'll call a river crew to come and manage some of the weeds and planting. So the more people we can get doing those, that takes the load off MRAG. So we were talking before about doing the maintenance and work through MRAG. If we can get these extra crews on board and they get training in plant management, in weed control and different types of plants to plant, that's going to be a great opportunity for them and also for improving our river reserve.
Well, I guess one of the things that that you've done, by the sound of it, with the walking trails and now down around the river, if you don't have, like, it's very good to do the original project, but if you don't have people there to continually do it, it just goes back into the same sort of condition it was before you started, doesn't it?
That's correct, Alan, yep. So it's very important to keep the maintenance up. We certainly have people dedicated to keep the trails clean, and we're doing the if you like, the debris removal, but weeds will keep growing. We've got some pretty nasty weeds, and that's what we're trying to get under control. And the only way to do that, remove them and then put in indigenous plants so that they won't then come back. So yep. That's the plan.
Sounds good. Look, one thing I haven't asked you all along, and probably Maureen will ask you, Maureen, how many people are involved in MRAG?
We have 16 on our committee, but we also have a lot of volunteers who don't really want to be a committee member, and we just call on them as we're holding whatever project, like our light
show.
It's
still a lot of work for 16 people, isn't it?
It is a lot of work, yeah, and that's why we're doing the hours that we're doing.
All right, we're not quite ready to go yet. We've got just under 7 minutes, but can you give us some contact details where people can get hold of and find out a bit more about you? Facebook and anything else you've got, website, anything.
Yep, we've got an email address of info@mrag.net.au.
What was that? Info?
INFO.
Yeah.
@mrag.net.au. Instagram is Millgrove Residents Action Group. Facebook is the same, Millgrove Residents Action Group.
Not just the abridged MRAG, it's a full word?
Yes.
Yep.
And mail is MRAG, 1/3039 Warburton Highway, Millgrove, 3799.
Sounds good. And obviously, well, Phil was talking before about not only on the 20th of June, you'd like as many volunteers to turn up on that day as you possibly could, wouldn't you?
22nd of June, that's right. It's a Sunday. Sunday the 22nd. Yep, so more the merrier. Bring your kids and families and it just will get the job done and you'll be able to see some improvement and have some input into the future Millgrove.
You could have, people could make it a bit of a fun morning, couldn't they? Bring along the kids and have a bit of fun. Kids don't mind out doing a bit of work.
Of course not. They're welcome. We always welcome children. We had a meeting last night and a couple of young 5-year-olds came along and we had the colouring book for them and the pencils and they even got some cake to take home. So, no, we look after them very well.
So, over the, like, you, I know you've got your plan, your future plan and well into the future plan. Do you envisage you're going to have any more community meetings where for people to come along or is, have you sort of set it in place now that where you'd like to go?
No, there's always going to be some more consultation. We're actually talking to another consultant group to help us sort of reactivate some of the plans. It's that could be in the next exciting phase. So yeah. One of the things, you develop a plan, but then you've got to actually implement the plan, but you've also got to have that enthusiasm of people to implement it. And as you said, we've got a small group, really, of 16 people. It's not huge. Yep. So we're always looking for people that can contribute in one project or for a few hours in another project. So we're actually calling them associate members. We've got one fantastic one who helped raise $300,000 for this solar battery project and also more money for some training. So he's been an invaluable associate so far. So that's been fantastic. But, yeah, we're certainly always wanting more people to engage with us, and we've also had other programs where we've had the SES, CFA, we've got the Pilotti College and the school, the Milwaukee School, all sort of engaging so that we can work together. So that's the sort of next challenge, if you like, is to develop those connections and work together and start developing these projects, which are not tiny. We're talking large scale, lots of multi-million dollar projects, but if you've got that money, Alan, you were saying that
no, it wouldn't be like that.
we'll be quite welcome to receive that.
Look, one of the things that I like to talk about a lot on this show particularly is a lot of people, they might have lived and worked in the city and they retire out to Healesville. There are other people that have lived in Healesville but they leave Healesville particularly in the winter in the early hour or in the and it's dark and they come home and they have tea and it's dark again. And a lot of those people retire with very little to do. And particularly if one of the partners dies, and very much often if it's the guy, the husband who dies or the male partner, because they've a lot of the times, I know it sounds sexist, but a lot of the time they've done the driving and they've had all these plans, they're going to travel Australia and all that, and he dies. And a lot of those ladies and some men find themselves with, they don't know anyone. They walk down the street, they do the shopping, they go home. So I guess the point I'm trying to make here, I'm going to ask you, that apart from coming along and being part of the group, I guess there's also that spin-off, isn't it, that you're going to meet some new people, you're going to get involved in a community project, you're going to meet some like-minded people, but when you go down the street to do your shopping, you're going to run into other people. Am I right?
You are right, Alan, and I don't know what the percentage of our group is, but we've got quite a few singles. We haven't started up a singles club yet, but that could be another one.
That could be one of your next big projects.
After today, who knows? No, but as we are out there working and community is strolling along and we stop and chat and so forth, and through connectivity we're getting quite a few, you know, taking interest in it, and that's where the associate member comes in. They're really not ready to be committed on a committee as yet, But yeah, they're interested, and each time we hold an event, whether it's our open day or a light trail show, just make a few phone calls and can you give us a hand?
Yep.
And then, like,
and there is that other bonus that they will meet people. Unfortunately, I've got to go. We're running out of time real quick. Greg's about ready to take over. Could you just give us those couple of details again, please, particularly your website?
Okay, so our website is www.mrag.net.au.
Yep. And your Facebook page is?
Millgrove Residents Action Group.
Yep. And you'd love to hear from new people.
I'd love to, certainly.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much, Maureen and Phil, for coming in. Well, I know we'll talk to you down the track again, but thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Alan.